With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hang on. Who's in there adjusting the end of Bruno Mars before the second Lalas? I want to know. I want answers. Do you hear that song? Try and bail out on us.
I heard it. I was
kind of like, okay, we're ready. All right, let's do this. And then I kind of like that song to reach its natural conclusion. Do you hear it starting to dive for the exit right there?
I
what the heck's going on here?
Exactly. I like the la-las. I like to sing along with la-las.
Thank you. I like the second la-las. In fact, I have been known to boost the audio on the second la-las. It's a little inside baseball right now for what we're talking about, but I'm just saying. I like the second la-las, and somebody's messed with my second la-las. I demand answers. It's too early for this on Monday. What's up? It's Chet Buchanan Show. Everybody have a good weekend?
My weekend was great. How was your weekend?
I couldn't tell you. Because we literally did nothing on purpose.
That's awesome,
and, though. That's always
nice. And what's funny is there was a lot of stuff going on in town this weekend. There was a lot of stuff. And I didn't get invited to any of it. I was kind of, and at first I was kind of bummed about it. And then I went, no, that was kind of your idea, was that you didn't want to do anything this weekend. So you can't very much complain when you weren't invited to anything else.
Yeah, we put out the little like presser on everything. We're like, Chet said he didn't want to do anything. So please, please, please do not invite him to things. Leave him alone. He
thank
needs
you
some
for
downtime.
Protecting me. Yes, thank you for protecting me.
It's not even believable.
You got, so did you finally get a dress for your mom or no?
We ended up getting a dress for mom. We found it Saturday morning.
So the deal was, Friday. The deal was, mom was just coming out for a visit. Kayla decided to turn this into a thing where, because her mom was concerned about what she was going to wear for their Cancun beach wedding. Also strange because, well, they live, what, half quarter mile from the beach in Florida?
Yeah.
So you would think that wouldn't be a big deal, but apparently it's a big deal. And so Kayla turned this into, we're going to go dress shopping, but you were, so this is, it's beachy, but you were going fancy, right?
Yeah, kind of, like, not like super fancy, but just finding something like in the middle, not evening gown, but not like I'm throwing on a cover up, you know what I mean?
Evening gown on a beach would be really, they'd be like, okay, who's the crazy old bat?
Yeah, right. They really would.
Out there wearing them. Like, and just if just for whatever reason her lipstick got slightly smudged, they'd be like, oh, grandma's drinking this again.
Crazy.
Oh,
lady.
That's not good. Yeah, that's, So, okay, but you were, here's the thing, because I don't know anything about this because I'm a dude, but you were having appointments. To me, that says fancy. Like, you're going to shops with appointments at shops and personal shoppers and stuff like that. So this wasn't that fancy? Am I overplaying this?
It wasn't that fancy. Yes, we went to places that had like fancy or like upscale things. We also went to some that weren't super fancy. And it was just because we didn't know what the dress looked like. So went in there, explained the vibe to the several women that we talked to, and they picked stuff for us. That's all it was. It wasn't like it was like we had a personal shopper on Thursday, which ended up being really, really great, getting us like in the right direction. But then we ended up finding the dress on Friday. So it wasn't like fancy. I don't know, because it does. You're right. It sounds fancy. It's not fancy. It wasn't bougie.
It sounds super bougie. It sounded, and I was like, is this a side to Kayla that I wasn't aware of?
No.
Because no, that doesn't sound like, that just didn't sound like you. Okay, but this is, no, this is funny, how this all ended up. So you kind of pressed your mom into a dress that she at first didn't think she wanted.
Yeah, she didn't want to. I was like, well, she's super, like, we are very much similar, and I am very indecisive. She is very indecisive. She's willing to tell somebody else, like, oh, no, not that one, that one
as
right
are you.
There. Yes, yep. Exactly the same way. We are the exact same person. So I'm like, I got to push her into these things. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right. So I just started, like, finally this last place, because there was a lot of options this last place that we went to. And I was like, all right, we're just going to start grabbing dresses and throwing them in there. I'm like, this one will look great on you. This one will look great on you. This one will look great on you. And she's like, I don't know. And I go, this one's got a high neck. I think you'd really like the high neck. It's usually pretty flattering on most people. We'll throw it in there. And she's like, oh, that's just not my style. I don't think so. I go, trust me, you might like it. You never know. Just try it on. It doesn't hurt to try it on. And so we went through that. We got a couple of different dresses. She really wanted pockets. The dress she ended up picking didn't have pockets.
Yeah, I have to have pockets. Pockets are very convenient. I know, I've learned that. Pockets are very convenient in this situation. Sure.
She had a vision of being very boho. So she thought pockets would be very boho.
Oh, God.
I know. This is my mom's. And so she didn't want to do it. She's like, I don't know. I don't want to try it on. I go, you should try it on. She ended up loving it. Which I found very funny because she was very anti the dress and thought it would be like a little too close to navy, so she didn't want to be too.
Oh God! Oh, we're getting this story is getting way longer than I had hoped for it to be. The short version of a longer story, though, is what's really funny about this. Maddie, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Who Kayla tell Maddie? And this fits into your personalities perfectly. You couldn't decide on a wedding dress, so who ended up picking out your wedding dress?
My mom.
Your mom couldn't decide on a mother of the bride dress, so as we all know now, who picked out the mother of the bride dress?
Me.
I love it.
Yeah,
isn't that funny? But isn't that funny, though, that they ended up picking out each other's dresses? Because neither one of them can make a decision. That's so awesome about that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah, let's get after horoscopes this morning for Monday, October 4th, 2021. We'll start with Virgo. A group activity, perhaps a festival of some kind. On a Monday, well, yes. Maybe, I suppose, could bring new information and people into your life. You can meet people from all over the world and lifestyles. You know what that sounds like? Not a festival. It sounds like a convention.
Yes.
That's what it's at. And that kind of stuff is starting to heat up again. Like I was saying, it was crazy. It was crazy in town. Shaq's deal, it seemed like everybody and their dog was at Shaq's thing on Saturday. That raised $2.2 million.
Great.
Goody Two Shoes had an event. Here's the thing. I'd like to think I'm pretty tight with Goody Two Shoes and involved. I thought I'd been a pretty good donor to Goody Two Shoes. They had a big event on Saturday I didn't even know about. I saw it afterwards. I'm like, okay. So that kind of stuff is all coming back around, and maybe that's what they're talking about.
Sorry, go ahead. No, you're good.
No,
Virgo.
Please. You're about to make a point.
My whole thing with the events is that I don't realize a lot of them because I've just been so trained on not looking for them for a year and a half, and now we're getting back into them. I go, oh, wait, there's an actual event happening. Like, I don't know. My brain, I guess, doesn't process when they're actually happening, and so I'm trying to retrain myself to, like, get back into that. Does that make sense?
And I do get pretty severe FOMO. And so then I was like, oh, and then I was like, wait a minute. You said you weren't doing anything this weekend. Shut up.
It's yeah, right.
And get off social media. And then I threw my phone across the couch. So Virgo, you may have a group activity of some sort and you could meet people from all around the world and your day's a 9.
Pisces, a rush of communication heightens love and romance today. Either you or your partner could reveal something that the other didn't know, which could strengthen the bond between you. Your day is a 10.
Leo, do you want to surprise your partner with a gift? Well, perhaps there's something that your beloved has wanted for a long time, but they haven't bought. This would make a wonderful surprise. Leo, your day is a 9.
Aquarius, your task should go smoothly and quickly today, particularly paperwork. Others will be willing to lend a hand if you need it. Your day is an 8.
Cancer, passion is on your mind today. You'll want to get together with a romantic partner. Don't be surprised if the evening turns into a long, involved, and very intimate conversation. Oh my, Cancer, your day's a 9.
All my fellow Capricorns, communication with business and romantic partners should be more warm, open, and honest than usual. Take advantage of this to get misunderstandings out of the way. Our day's a 7.
Oh, I like that. It sounds like you should have better than 7. You know what I mean? It's like, seven seems low to me. Geminis, have you been looking for some new ways to earn extra money? Today might find you studying all the latest statistics and economic trends to point you in the right direction. Gemini, we are all looking right down the barrel of an eight.
Sagittarius, are you interested in investing? You're probably considering a number of possibilities. Learn about them in detail before taking any action. Sagittarius, your day's an eight.
Taurus, some fascinating new neighbors may move in. An impromptu welcome party could result. So you and everybody else have a chance to get to know each other. That sounds fun. Taurus, your day's a nine.
Scorpio, a long-awaited letter or call might come today from a friend who lives in another state. This could open the lines of communication to a degree that haven't been reached in a really long time. Scorpio, your day's an eight.
Aries, you can expect some interesting conversations with family today, and you could enjoy learning new things so much that you look for books on the subject tomorrow. Aries, your day's 10.
Libra, discussions of spiritual or psychic matters could result from exposure to an author or such subjects. You might attend a lecture by this person or perhaps see a documentary on the topic. Your day is a 7.
I'm very deep. Those all seem deep to me.
Yeah.
Did we skip one? I feel like we skipped one. Did we skip?
No.
We're good? We got everybody in?
I always count them.
Yeah, they're there. I guess. I just felt that way. Regardless of what you may have just heard about your day, make it an amazing day. We're pretty pumped about it as far as Mondays go. So hashtag be the 10. Thank you for starting your day with the Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Let's do some good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So this is, it's an old story. Admittedly, it's an old story. It's about 10 days old. Maybe even more than that. A couple from Granite Bay, California. It says here, a couple from Granite Bay, California went to that Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas a couple of weeks ago. It's the only diamond mine in the U.S. that's open to the public. Another radio show has already done the wacky, hey, I'm going to go get my diamond and then I'm gonna retire. These people went there and in 40 minutes, they discovered a 4.38 carat yellow diamond. Nobody knows how much it's worth yet, and it's the largest gemstone that anybody found at the site this year.
Moved a little bit of dirt out of the way, and it was a good-sized rock, and there was no dirt that was sticking to it once I picked it up, so I thought it could be a diamond.
You have a 4.38 carat yellow diamond. I found it hard to believe. With two people who just wanted to experience digging for diamonds in a real diamond field. It must have been our day.
That's crazy. Only because I would assume at this point if you ask me up until I heard this story.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go to Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas? It sounds to me like a total tourist trap.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just a total, like, just, you know, like over-commercialized and lame and totally picked over and just kind of dirty.
That's my thing. You know? Like, I would think that it would be picked over because it's literally a diamond, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, and you're I don't mean dirty like because there's dirt. I mean just like dirty because things haven't been very well taken care of. And that's what I would assume. But then they go and they get a 4-carat diamond. That's pretty great.
I don't know.
A baby was born last week on a Turkish Airlines flight from Istanbul to Chicago. A part-time neurosurgeon, which to me is also funny. Are you? Hey, so I heard you're a doctor. Yeah, it was part-time.
Once in a while.
But you're a neurosurgeon. Yeah,
dabbling.
Every once in a while. It's not really where my passion is. And then they go, hey, is there a doctor on board? So he's having a baby. Guy's like, he doesn't raise his hand. The person next to him says, hey, I thought you just told me you were a neurosurgeon. Raise your hand. Lady's having a baby. The guy's like, listen, I'm a part-time neurosurgeon. I don't really know anything about delivering babies. He's like, yeah, he did have some experience, but it had been a really long time since he had ever delivered a baby. And isn't that, people who don't know, they just think, you know what I'm saying? They would be like, well, you're a neurosurgeon. Obviously, you have to know something about this. And the neurosurgeon would look at him and go, nothing could be more opposite. You get where I'm going with this?
Yes, absolutely.
The poor guy's sitting there and they're all looking at him like, you've got to save this woman. And he's like, honestly, if she was bleeding in her brain, maybe I could help you.
I might be a little more, up to date on that, but I don't know anything about the reproductive system right now.
I don't know about birth and no babies. I don't know. Get some hot water, some towels. I don't know. I saw something on TV once. And then, it caught our eye only because there's another round of stories about Mason Peoples, who's a first grader here in Las Vegas, that went viral because they were taking school pictures and the photographer said, hey, take off your mask. He said, no, my mom said I couldn't unless I was eating unless I was outside and way far away from everybody. And the photographer said, well, it'll only be 2 seconds, no big deal. And Mason said, no. And the photographer said, well, I'm not going to sit here and fight with a 6-year-old. And said, okay, say cheese then. And the whole thing has gone viral. Well, they've started a GoFundMe for his college fund.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do in 2021 now. And it's now collected over $35,000.
Awesome.
We were like 27. We talked about this. We were somewhere around 26, 27. Now it's up over $35,000. And again, Mason's mom is she's glad that he listened, but she probably should have. She says she should have just been more clear about the rules for picture day. Picture day would be fine. And we put out a P1 APB because we wanted to talk to Nicole Peoples, and she doesn't appear interested. So fine.
Yeah.
We're
still going to pursue it actively, but...
We won't say no if we hear from her.
Thank you.
I do believe you. Maddie actually accosted some poor person with the same last name the other day.
Oh, no.
And while we appreciate her... what's the word?
Drive.
Drive is good. Intensity was coming to mind. Intensity was good, but that poor lady who's getting a lot of calls. What was the name? We probably shouldn't say that either, because then other people call. But she was like, 50 people have called me, but it was the same last name, right?
Yeah, same last name, and it said that there was a connection to Nicole Peoples. So I was like, well, it doesn't hurt to give it a shot, right?
And she said there's no connection.
She said that there's no connection in that her Nicole Peoples doesn't even have a son. So she knows a Nicole Peoples.
That she knows of.
Yes. Whoa. That's a whole other scam.
See?
Hot take.
This story, this story may get better as it goes. Maybe that's why Nicole doesn't want to talk to us. Because she realizes the whole thing's going to get blown out in the open. Oh. I don't know. But you know what? We should just say that's your good feeling stories of the day.
Get a good feeling. The Jet Buchanan Show.
There was a lot going on in town this weekend, and I didn't do any of it. I left my house. You know what's really funny? I left my house for a minute on Saturday and ran some errands, and then I had to go back out again on Sunday to run errands again because I screwed something up on Saturday. Actually, I didn't screw it up. I went to go... I had to go buy something on Saturday. I don't want to talk about what it is, but I had to buy something on Saturday, and it didn't. It was supposed to come with hardware to put it together, and it didn't have the hardware.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Like,
but here was my question. It was just like these little dopey plastic, you know, just screw it into the thing to hold it on to the other thing. Mm-hmm. And who would take that out of the package? Like, why? It was the weirdest thing. Like, who would steal this and why?
People
and
then I just steal for no reason. It's the dumbest thing too.
Well, yeah. And then I decided maybe it was just shoddy. It made me question the whether the product was going to be any good because that might not have made it from the factory. I was like, oh, well, maybe this isn't, I don't know. So I had to go back on Sunday morning. But other than that, I didn't do jack. I was on the couch. I was watching football and sleeping and watching the Aces and watching, you know, and all that. Meanwhile, Maddie, did you do anything fun?
Puppy sat, watched a lot of Halloween movies.
Oh, God, that's right. So you couldn't leave your house because you guys agreed to, and if you missed this story late last week. So Maddie's neighbor, had you ever met this neighbor before?
Yes, but it was within this past week. So I'm not sure if we just got to know her because of her plans with the dog or if it just happened to be ironic that we got to know her.
So here's my real question. Here's my real question. So you met her and then she quote unquote saved you a parking space or did she save you the parking space and that's how you met?
No, we had met and then she had saved us the parking space.
So she figured you guys were likely, and yeah, that's all right. That's good. And she was in a bind and needed help and you were able to be there for her. So Maddie's, you know, obviously been here 5 weeks and her neighbor comes out the other day and goes, hey, look, oh no, I saved you a parking space. You don't have to park all the way down there. I saved you a spot and then I'm going to pull into my spot, you know, my reserved spot, but I saved you this spot so you can park over here closer because you have two cars and only one space. And then, oh, and by the way, I'm going to leave town this weekend and I have a new puppy. Will you watch the puppy? What are you going to say then? What are you going to say at that point? No.
Exactly.
You can't. Exactly. You can't.
Really kind of forced your hand a little bit there.
No, it's brilliant and it's diabolical and it's sinister. And I mean, I think it's sweet that you guys did it, but it was kind of a little underhanded. Did she bring you any sort of gift?
They get back tonight at 7. So where were they going? I honestly don't remember. I do know that they had a funeral, so that was the reason behind the last minute question. But I guess there was a big scandal behind this person, so the person who died. The planning of the funeral has been going on for a couple weeks.
What sort of scandal? You can't just throw out there was a scandal and then think you're not going to be able to tell.
Well, from my understanding, and this is the only piece that I got, that this person was murdered. That's all I got.
Oh, that's horrible.
She's like, but I'm not getting into that. And she's like, that's a whole other story. And she seemed very sassy about it. So I'll get
CT. But you decided to blurt it out. You just blurt that out. Well, you have to go to the funeral because they're murdered. But I'm not going to talk about it. Pound sand. You've already talked about it. Well, that's okay. You don't have to talk about it. We'll just make the story up in our head because that's what people do.
I know my mind is running wild right now. Like, wait, what happened? I need to know. Was there a poison involved? What was going on? Like, I'm
poison.
Just like, I don't
Who
know.
Does that? What
I think
is
that
it,
this
1970?
Is like a
1970.
Thank you. Like, apparently... what is this?
It's a Perry Mason episode. What happened?
I don't know.
I was trying to think of the oldest crime show I could think of.
I don't even know that one, Perry Mason. So you did good.
Perry Mason was the one you can Google. Okay. Well, Kayla, on the other hand, you did go out amongst people this weekend. And while Maddie's apartment was getting chewed up and peed on, which, you know, any other situation might be a pretty good weekend, but not this. Well, you were at the Golden Knights game and set some sort of record, we believe.
Yes, we went on Friday night and I got on the Jumbotron like four times, y'all.
That's impressive.
Okay, so one time was they do like during intermissions and everything like that, and before the game they do like the social media posts and stuff, and they put them all up on the screen. So of course I took a photo of my mom. It was her first hockey game ever. Put that up there of the group of us, and that made the Jumbotron. They blew it up, and that was really exciting. And then the next time, the people behind us had these bright yellow cowboy hats on, so they got on the screen, but I was residually with them because we're right in front of them, and I'm like, what's up? I know these people. And then two
yellow cowboy
times,
hats and hot girl, you're getting on the screen. Yeah.
Please, please. And then two other times, Buddy and I, my fiance, got on the dance cam, and so we did a little quick little dance, but we weren't even, like, trying. Like, it wasn't like we were standing up to dance. They like, panned over to us, and we were like, oh, okay, here we go. And we did a little balance in the chair. But both times, we got on the, and I had people texting me, like, I just saw you on the Jumbotron. I go, that's me. I made it.
Okay. So the picture of your mom, and then go to 15 Seconds of Fame and get the clip of you guys on the dance cam, and all of that has to go up on KLUC social immediately. Maddie, you have your marching orders. I'm gonna play this song, and we all okay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hey, just really quick, Maddie, when you went to Harry Styles a couple of weeks ago, did he talk about watermelon sugar?
No, and I'm so jealous.
He did not break it down. Harry Styles. Now the story had gotten out there, but Harry Styles finally comes out and admits watermelon sugar. We all know the hidden meaning. If you don't, Harry Styles just comes out and he comes clean on the whole deal. And you'll hear it coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
We've made an editorial decision on this. So Harry Styles the other night decides, so he's in Nashville and he's kind of feeling it. I would think if he was in Las Vegas that this sort of admission would have come out. The part that bothered me is I said, you know, I should probably listen to this one more time before we put it on the air. And there's a lot of young girls in the audience that
it doesn't really matter what it's about. It's about the sweetness. What?
Harry, you're a naughty one. This is cool, though. It's cool, though. Okay, yeah, no. We're not, yeah, because then after that, see, that's one of those that's just best. I think, you know, you don't have to say it. It's already said. Sometimes the best things are just sometimes better just left unsaid, if you know what I'm saying.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
By the way, just prepare yourself for a slew of live news hits from down in Prim for the next couple of days. Powerball's up towards 700 million now.
Oh, my God. 670.
Oh, is it tonight? Are they doing it? Is it tonight? Yeah, because they didn't get a power. It says the estimated jackpot for tonight is $670 million. I didn't know they did it on Mondays.
I thought it was Tuesdays. Honestly, like, I'm really glad that you said something because I thought they always did it on Tuesdays. I don't know why. So.
I am not. I got to be honest. I'm not. I did this once. I did it once when it was up towards a billion. Remember that? When we went down to Nipton. I waited in a line there, too. And then we smartened up and we drove. Where did we go? Did we go all the way to, where's the place where we used to go to Cracker Barrel in Arizona on the other side of the Kingman. No. We went to Kingman. We were like, you know what? We're going to go to Kingman. We'll go that far and there won't be lines. And it was worth it because at least you're doing something. There's even though it's the same amount of time, it was better for me to actually be in the car and drive to Kingman rather than go to Nipton, Prim, whatever, and then just stand there in the line, which made me nearly crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's $670 million supposedly tonight, I guess. I don't know. We can look.
I'm going to call my mom and tell her to get some.
Oh, good. Brilliant.
Yeah, I always do that now. I'm too lazy to drive. Honestly, it's so sad. And you're like, well, it's, you know, $700 million, Kayla. You're too lazy to drive. Yes, I am, in fact, too lazy to do that.
Again, this is what I'm saying. I'm not standing there in that line. I'm not going all the way, but it's $700 million. Yeah. If I had a better thought that, you know what I mean? If I had a better thought that I really had a shot at it. Yeah, now drawing. Look, I just pulled up the app. Now drawing Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Ah,
who knew?
Okay.
Who knew?
Is this my next step in adulting? It's to get a Powerball ticket.
Do you, no, you never gotten a Powerball ticket?
I bought one once on my 18th birthday.
I think it's the next step in being a degenerate. I mean, you know, where you just honestly, where you're like, well, you could get a job. No, I'm much too busy for that. But I will go to Prim and I'll wait in a line for 9 hours for a chance.
Powerball.
And then what, you know, but then what's really funny is that then you look at this thing and, and it's got Mega Millions, 45 million. Nah, I'm not doing that. It's only 45 million. Are you kidding me? Think about what we're saying here. Super Lotto, you playing that? Nah, it's only 23 million. Nah, I'm not going to put any effort towards that.
Absolutely not.
I'm not. What are you kidding? No, I'm only doing it if it's going to be $1 billion. It's crazy. It's weird. It's weird how our brains work. There was a guy that dressed up like a ninja and attacked an Army Special Ops unit over the weekend. Up in Kern County, like Bakersfield.
God.
Yeah, weird. Weird. With a ninja sword. He tried to take on the Army with a ninja sword.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in jail. Shouldn't shock you.
No, not at all.
Another
guy
in Missouri. Did you hear about the guy in Missouri who was trying to sell catalytic converters? Okay. First of all, you're selling catalytic new ones, not stolen, catalytic converters. He's trying to do it on Facebook Marketplace, but he doesn't crop his bag of meth out of the picture.
How lazy are you, dude? Or how much meth are you doing that's just a casual bag of meth laying there that you don't notice that? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, he might be a felon as well. And he had a 38 caliber pistol as well when they came to...
You're an idiot.
During police questioning, he said he was unaware that the meth and the syringe were in the picture. Really? You don't check your pictures? That's what I always think is funny. People never check for spelling or pictures when they when they post. They just post. They don't care.
Unreal.
It's crazy. So we're just going to continue to try to make sense out of it all.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Okay, somebody explain this story to me. There's a couple. Hang on, I got to grab it. Back in 2018, Cleveland man named John Walford was at the home of his then fiancee Judy. She asked him to carry a box of vinegar jugs. I don't know.
This feels like a math equation. Like, Judy asked him to carry 2 gallons.
Oh, yeah. How long did it? And at the same time, a train left from Detroit. Which one got there? No. So homeboy, she asked him to carry a box of vinegar jugs from her car to the basement. He carried the box through the back door, tripped over Judy's shoes, and then fell down the steps. Several broken bones, racked up over $80,000 in medical bills, and lost more than $18,000 in income because he couldn't work for several months.
Wow.
So then he tried to sue Judy. Tried to sue Judy. Now they were engaged, claiming that she created dangerous conditions in her home and failed in her duty as a host to protect a social guest, quote in quotes, social guest, from those conditions. This past Thursday, the case was thrown out. A court ruled that Judy's shoes were open and obvious, and any person who was taking precautions, because they were carrying a box of vinegar jugs, would have seen them. Here's the most fascinating part of this. The accident happened in February of 2018. A year later, in May of 2019, John and Judy got married.
Oh, no.
And then John sued in October of 2019. They had been married for, we can assume, for 5 months.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Now he's found that he's not able to sue his now wife, and yes, they are still married. How? And why? Why are you suing her? Where's the advantage in that?
Oh.
Did he or they, because obviously she's got to be in on this, right?
She has to be. Mm-hmm. There's no freaking way that you sue your wife and then she's like, nah, it's going to be okay. We'll work it out legally.
Well, or that she doesn't know about it. You know what I mean? Or that she's not on board somehow. So if you're suing your own wife, is the idea that he would sue her and then the insurance company would essentially pay them?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
That's what I'm going with.
That is the only thing that makes logical sense, is that they think that they can just sue each other and then the insurance will pay out.
I got to be straight with you. None of it makes logical sense. The only thing it could have been, and thank you everybody who called at 702-364-9898, was that they were trying to scam the insurance.
Oh, that's 1,000% it. Literally nothing else makes any sense of why else they would do it. Like, do you like fighting in your household? What, you know what I mean?
They're not, no, they're in cahoots. So they're, how do you like that? They're in cahoots. I don't know the last time I said that. But they're in on it together. And so the only thing I can figure is he sues her, she files bankruptcy, and then somehow there's an insurance payout.
Yeah, but what about, like, you can't testify against your spouse? Where does all that come into play?
That's pretty much why the judge threw all of that out. It's so dumb, it almost makes sense, which is weird.
KLUCFM HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Odyssey Station.
You know, I'm a big one for mind your own business, you know, and just kind of stay in your lane and all of that kind of stuff. This one, I think I'm on the side of, yeah, you should stick your nose in it. I really do. Just see, this email came through. It came through a little while ago, actually. So you may have forgotten about this one already, Caleb. But my little brother is being a total D to my mom, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, funny.
I'm 22 and I go to UNLV, go Rebels. I'm putting myself through college and working full time. I never really wanted anything from my mom since she's been a single mom for the last 22 years. My little brother's 15 years old and keeps dogging her about getting him a car for his 16th birthday, that he deserves one. Oh man, my best friend went through this. It was difficult. It's tough. It's tough because, like, I mean, not that, well, back when I was your age. No, but literally, my mom would have looked at me and gone, are you nuts?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no. Like just no. And if you say it again, then it's going to be like, really, no. I'm already feeding you. You know, that's how it would have went down.
Yeah.
But he deserves one. And mind you, he doesn't work because the last year and a half has been tough for him to find a job. That's his excuse. I feel this is dumb. I feel so bad for my mom. She's working so hard. So the short version is, she's like, I don't want my brother to bully her into it. Do you think I should step in and tell her, you know, he doesn't have a job, so you're going to end up paying for everything? Or is it not my place? No, it's totally your place, don't you think?
See, this is tough because, like, you're not the mom. You're the sister. And, like, I'm very much, like you said, like, I'm very much stay in your lane, like, do your own thing. And right. you can't go parent your parent. And that's basically what you'll be doing if you go and tell your mom, like, don't let him push you around. You know what I mean? Like, then you're parenting your parent. And that's weird. I'm not saying
parent your parent, but I think... No, because it doesn't have anything. It doesn't really have anything to do with the mom, because she's asking, should I step in and be like, mom? Well, I guess. I don't see it as parenting your parent. I see it more like going, hey, mom, don't let him push you around.
Okay, but like, so because I don't want confrontation and I don't want confrontation with my little brother at Christmas, right. Because then it's going to come back around and be like, well, you're the reason I didn't get a car this year or whatever,
tough.
Beth or whatever. You know, whatever.
Tough.
That's
and it's like,
tough.
I get it. Trust me. I totally understand. Tough, you know, work, get a job, do whatever. But like, maybe she can go and go like, hey, mom, like, just take into consideration, like, if he can't get a job still, like, you're going to be paying for, like, gas and car insurance and, you know, like, the car payment itself. Like, and that's just assuming.
No, we understand all of that. This is, we're redefining the conversation. The part that I found interesting is you're like, I don't want confrontation with my brother at Christmas. Have you always had a good relationship with your brothers?
Yes.
See, you need one. You need a good family blow up to show you that you'll survive it. That's it. In that case, that's it. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful that you've never fought with them. But yeah. But at least I know that Maddie, were you like even on non-speaking terms with your family for a while?
For a little bit, yeah. I made some choices in my life that weren't the most fond of my family. But it really does bring us closer together, and my family has had my back
right.
every time. Yeah.
But again, the point being, you've done it and you survived.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a solid blowout with my dad when I was 16. I had a decent fight with my mom, which is amazing because my mom and I were best friends. I screwed up with my mom as an adult. Honestly, it was during the big mistake when I was in Portland. I pressed her on something I wanted to know, and I was aggressive with her, and it was weird. I was just having a bad day, and I was aggressive with her, and she went, "You don't get to talk to me like that." And so we didn't for, I don't know, 3-4 months, and then I realized it's being a jerk. I think in this case, if the little brother wants to be a snot. Because she stepped in and went, "Hey, mom shouldn't have to pay for your car. Mom didn't pay for anything for me, and I turned out just fine, and you should get off your butt and go work for it." I don't see any problem with that. And if your little brother wants to be mad at you, if your little brother wants to be mad at you during Christmas, fine.
Yeah, I'm.
Kayla hates conversations.
So awkward.
Even the thought of it, right? You just look at Kayla. She's like, Kayla's already picturing the holidays. In fact, she's going to call and apologize to her brother as soon as I play a song, and yeah. He's not going to even know what she's apologizing for. But she's like, I even just for a minute thought about fighting with you, and I'm sorry. What did the Centennial Toyota text? Were you able to translate it into English?
Yes, you guys are going about this all the wrong way. If he doesn't have a job, that means she qualifies for free medical, dental, and vision insurance. The county will cover it, and he gets full coverage. He gets food stamps. He can qualify for rental assistance, and he can qualify for money and food to contribute to the house when he's not working by buying all the groceries for him and his mom. So he can give her rental assistance that the county offers, and rental assistance would be he needs to apply for these programs to help his mom out to show that he is contributing to the household, and that way he doesn't have to work. If he doesn't do that, then he needs to get a job.
It sounds like it's a full-time job to not have a job. If you're going about it that way. So should mom buy him a car?
I don't know if that's equals a car. I don't know if groceries, although it does say on here that she could get 12 months of free rent if he can apply for this program and get in. It would
appear to me that we're missing the point with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The other thing on the email, it's so funny. There's no name on this either. And we automatically thought it was a girl.
Yeah, right.
Do I talk to mom or is it not my place? I mean, then the last line of this, I didn't have a car till I was 19. I was fine. I feel like he can survive until he wants to grow up a little. I think it's solid.
Yeah. I cannot believe that. It just sounds like this person and their younger brother are just so vastly different. And I'm like, how did you guys literally, like you said, we're raised by a single mom. And like, how are you guys so vastly different being 14, 22, is that 8 years apart? You guys are 8 years apart and you're vastly different. Wow.
They're 8 years apart.
I have a bit of a theory.
There may be different DNA. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yes, this kid was born in what, probably 2005. Is that kind of where the iPad babies started?
Maybe.
I think there might be a level of entitlement here, and it's just the way he is thinking about things. He's like, "Well, this is mine. This
right.
is, I it's deserve the... this," and all this stuff. And I think that the time that she was raised and everything, it's a different thought process.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my best friend went through this, and it was and one daughter demanded everything, and the other one demanded nothing.
Yeah.
But had her own set of issues. Yeah, and it was tough. But the one that was demanding, it was like, you're the worst people on the planet because you're not buying me a car. And my friend got a Mercedes. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know? Seriously. No, wow. It's real.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
SNL did something really cool over the weekend. Weekend update. It was the season premiere of SNL on Saturday, And instead of doing a regular weekend update, they did this.
It is a bittersweet night for us tonight.
Yeah, on September 14th, our friend Norm MacDonald passed away.
Norm is the reason that I ever wanted to do weekend update. And so tonight we thought we'd turn the last few jokes of update over to Norm.
Thanks. I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the fake news. At the White House this week, President Clinton officially came out against same-sex marriages. What's more, the president said he is not too crazy about opposite-sex marriages either. A Frenchman who calls himself the Snake Man was arrested this week after climbing up the side of a Manhattan high-rise. Yep, he climbed right up the side of a high-rise. Just like a snake. In a brilliant move during closing arguments, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran put on the knit cap prosecutors say O.J. wore the night he committed the murders. Although O.J. may have hurt his case when he suddenly blurted out, "Hey, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat." And that's the way it is, folks. Good night and good luck.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
What is it that just because of your job... because of the job that you presently have, what is it that people believe that you can do just based on your gig?
Oh, that's funny. Because I work at a golf course, like on the side and everything like that, people automatically assume that I can give golf lessons. They're like, they'll walk up and they'll, Like, I find it hilarious. Like, I'm competent in golf, but I'm not, like, PGA certified by any means or anything like that. They're like, oh, so, like, when can you get out for lessons? I'm like, oh, I don't do lessons.
Do they approach you for lessons there at the golf course?
Or anywhere. As soon as they find out that I work for a golf course, they immediately assume that I give lessons and I can do that for them. And I can
get, I think they're paying golf.
Can you be my coach? I don't give lessons.
I think they're paying you a compliment.
It's very, very sweet, yes.
I think they're saying that you look athletic. I think they're saying that you look competent and that you're not going to... Because the one thing, so many people are so afraid of doing stuff like that because they don't want to get yelled at or be made fun of.
Yeah,
and so...
True.
And you know they don't want people telling them how much they suck. And mm-hmm. you're not the type of person that would tell them they suck.
Yeah, that's true. So
I think when I'm at the Speedway, I mean my job's to do driver intros and then to ask a question and award a trophy in victory lane. That's what I do. But we all have name tags at the Speedway and we're all dressed the same and the name tags all say customer service. And I inevitably, if I'm walking from one place to another, somebody will ask me where something is. I don't know where anything is. I know where the start-finish line is. I know where I need to be. I know where the start-finish line is. I know where victory lane is. I don't really know where anything else is. And I get asked. So I've learned. I've learned that I need to learn. Same story when back in the day when they used to put a booth and a tent out at places for radio stations and you could get stickers and prizes and whatnot, and inevitably somebody would ask you where the bathroom was. So that would be the first thing I would figure out when I get to a joint, not only for my own personal use, but because I knew somebody was going to ask me. Well, where the bathroom is? Yeah, it's right over there.
Actually, right there, I do know that.
Right there, pal. So like at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, I can tell you where the ATMs are. I can tell you where you can buy shirts. And I can tell you where the bathroom is, because that's usually what I need to know. Mm-hmm. And they bamboozled me. Even one of the ushers came to me this last time around. And they were like, I don't know, I'm not sure where this section is. Do you know where that is? I'm like, I don't know. And then what's dumb is that I was like 2 minutes after I left them, I realized what they were asking me. And I really did know.
If you
work in a casino, you are expected to know where everything is. And a lot of times, if somebody approaches you, your job is to take them to it, no matter what you're doing. Your job is to stop what you're doing, whatever it is. No matter where you're going, I don't care who your meeting is with, you stop what you're doing and you take them where they need to go.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's so funny. I didn't know that. Not that I want to test the theory or anything like that, but like I didn't know that was the case.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go, as evidenced by the sound there. The Seattle Mariners have now continued with the longest postseason drought of any team in history. It's now, it'll go into 21 years.
It has missed
the playoffs. It's been 21 years. It's the longest post. Every single pro team has made the playoffs in the last 21 years. Or no, I guess that's probably not true. No other sports team has gone 21 years without making the playoffs, I guess is the answer. Okay. I don't know what the deal is. It's just we suck. And although it was really a lot of fun, and this last weekend, they had a chance to play to win their way into it, and Seattle was just on its ear. You know, like when there was somebody who goes, hey, you know what they should do on Sunday when the Mariners are playing and they got a chance to win and get into the playoffs. And it ended up not being that way because both the Yankees and the Red Sox won. But they were like, you should put the Seahawks game on the screen. And people were like, no, this is the Mariners' day. Don't, the Seahawks are 1-2 and, we're not, who cares? This is the biggest day for the Mariners in years. It was pretty cool how people kind of jumped to their defense. So
it's funny.
It was fun. There's actually another fact about, never mind. I can't even say it. Okay, I'm going to say it. But you know what? I'm warning you. I'm warning you. This is disgusting. It's horrible. In their 44 years of existence, they've experienced more
ruptured testicles than playoff appearances.
Ah.
5-4. Somebody did an article, and it's like, what? I thought I knew everything there was to know about the Mariners. I didn't know that. What year, Caleb, just to get your mind on other things, the movie The Incredibles seems futuristic. This is a little bit of a clue. Seems futuristic, The Incredibles. What year is The Incredibles set in?
Oh, I would think 2102.
Yeah, it seems futuristic. Maddie, what year is The Incredibles set in?
2055.
1962.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
I hate that.
I need to go back. I need to go back and watch this now.
I actually watched Incredibles also this weekend. I forgot about that. I didn't add it to my
1962.
Email, I don't buy it.
Doesn't feel right.
Where do you believe the largest Japanese population outside of Japan to be located?
United States.
You would think that wouldn't make for a very exciting, you know. I mean, if it was, that'd be pretty boring. Where do you, Maddie? I guess
France,
Brazil.
Why?
There are at least 1.5 million Japanese in Brazil. The first Japanese moved there in the early 1900s for work, and future generations have stayed. Fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Scratching makes you itch worse because it causes your brain to release serotonin, which increases the sensations all over your body, including the sensation of the itch. I don't care. I'm scratching. I don't care. California has a law in the books that says if a frog dies during a frog jumping contest, that therefore and it shall be known and decreed that said frog cannot be eaten.
Oh, I'm glad that's a law.
Yeah, I'm glad we cleared that up. We got that. Yeah, I think that's probably about enough for a Monday. It's The More You Know. Before we go, and we will go right after Kayla tells a joke.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Here's what's funny. I was starting to believe that maybe actually, Kayla, that you had set the record of you know, having four appearances during one game.
Yes.
On Nightron or Night Vision. It should be Night Vision. Or, you know, or whatever. But on the video board, because there were no challengers.
Yes.
There were no challengers to the race until Bruce came along. Yes, Bruce, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there something you're proud of that you want to tell us?
No, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like Bruce is mad. Bruce is angry. Good morning. No, but you believe that your wife is the rightful record holder.
I believe my wife is. She and her friends are very attractive. They got all blinged up with signs and everything, and they were literally on the vision, night vision, five times, and they're in the right share on the way home. And the driver says, I have to make a phone call. And he calls his brother and says, you won't believe who's in my car right now. It's the girls from the screen.
That's amazing.
Okay. You know what, man? I think we gotta give it to Bruce, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I will relinquish my title. Your wife now holds the title. Congratulations.
And she went home to you. That's right.
Yes.
She went home to you. All right, brother. That's a great story. Have a great day. All thanks, right. Man.
Thanks.
We'll see. Night vision. All right, night vision is sticking.
I don't mind giving up the record for that. That's pretty solid.
That's awesome, yeah.
This is pretty solid. Kayla's got a joke.
So why did Karen press Control Alt Delete?
Oh God. She wanted to see the task manager.
Yeah!
Is that right?
Yeah! Let's do it! We got one!
Let's do it!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.